Don't worry about the quantum.
All right.
Fine. Slow. Good.
Carla, thank you so much for doing community services this morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Did you have any trouble getting out of your driveway this morning?
I put my yak tracks on to get to my driveway, but then I was all right. So. It's all good.
So. All right. Any questions on, I actually have a question on revenues. Mm-hmm. So the 14-8, it just happened to be one of those years that we got a lot of Social Security stuff done?
Right. We had two individuals that were approved and we received payment on.
And looking at our history, sometimes we have zero, sometimes, so we just kind of plug a number in here. You're comfortable with us going forward at the 6,000?
Yeah, that's historically the number we've had in there, so that's why I left it at that. We have one individual right now that we're currently paying for SSI, the SSI interim program, and we have one individual that was approved for benefits, and then now the review is going through an appeals council decision, which can take a couple of years to get through. Okay. So
we could have one, we could have as many as two.
Right.
No more than two, because we don't have anybody else in our program right now.
Correct, right okay. now, not right now.
So zero to two.
Yep.
Okay. I am down now to office supplies on expenses, unless somebody has a question up above.
And I just for the staff, I just wanted to confirm, when I look at the listing for the staff, one of those people, is that new or is there a half-time person?
So we have, let me find my narrative.
I think it's for the service coordinator.
Oh, sure. In the for service coordination, we have three service coordinators. Two of them, 50% of their salary comes out of the general assistance budget because they do general assistance work. The third one, all of her salary comes out of mental health.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. That's what you listed there. But did we add a position in the last year? Is that what it was then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Right. You want to talk about the position we added?
Sure. We added Erin Rewerts became, her position changed a little bit within our office. She is now doing some work through Veterans Affairs as well as doing other assistant duty work as well within our office. So she originally, her salary had been funded through case management, mm-hmm. and with the restructuring of things to be able to offer support to Veterans Affairs, we moved her salary into the general assistance budget.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, I'm down to office supplies. So 275% freaks me out a little, Carla.
Yeah, and I can explain this a little bit. And actually, my request is going to be even higher than where I had it at 1500.
Okay.
We have two individuals that are interested in sanding desks, and their salaries come out of this budget.
Okay.
So I want a budget for two of those. And then what I'd also like to do is share the cost of the copier, a third of that cost out of the GA budget. I originally did not have that in that $1,500, but I'll be coming to you tomorrow to talk about contracting for the new copier and doing a buyout. So when I was looking at things, I thought it made sense to share that copier cost, a third with GA, a third with VA, and a third with mental health.
Okay.
So that actually moves that line item up to about...
Is that about how we use it? Or do we get about a third of our usage from each? I mean, I understand we've got three different...
You know, we have never really tracked the usage for general assistance. Quite honestly, before, it was case management and mental health that shared that copier cost.
Okay.
But anything, you know, when we do a notice of decision for a client coming into the office, we always make a copy of that out of for general assistance. So we're making those copies every day when we run off applications, any type of form or anything. It's geared towards general assistance.
Okay. So I'm good with a third, but it seems to me that with the new copier, there's going to be a way to really track where the usage is going so we can have this conversation next year.
Correct.
Of is, you know, maybe one of the three is using it half the time.
Yep, and that's my plan, too, to be able to look at that.
I just talked about it in the previous one. For those departments that have never had an equipment rent maintenance line item, 444, I'm going to put those dollars in there.
Okay, and that's where you'd like that to come
so
out.
So that's where I want
the copier.
Okay. I gave Paula all the numbers for all the other departments the other day, and she sent me the Marco plan because it looks like it's going to be one big plan.
Okay.
So you are assuming how much?
About $643, so $640. Or $650, yeah.
We're going to round those.
That works.
I do want to just make a note. I know at our last staff meeting, we had talked about purchasing a scanning workstation. I have talked a little bit with IT. Every time we move that from office to office, we have to. Miner's going to kind of reconfigure whatever pulls up. So I don't know if that makes sense or if it makes sense to have any staff come over and try it out. I don't know how. I mean, I can sure order it and then put it in a work order every time. But
my stance has always been on the standing desk is it's a great idea. If the long-term benefit to us in the county is outstanding, it's worth the dollar. What do they cost us?
$450, yeah. I think.
It's worth the $450 as long as it's going to be used. And my fear is that somebody will decide, oh, I want a standing desk, my person over here. And they get it, and then they realize, I hate working standing up. And so my only thing is I want them – in my mind, if we make the commitment to spend the money, they're making the commitment to actually utilize it, because the only way we see the benefit as a county is if it improves health and work product by giving them that opportunity. And so that's my only thing. If it's not practical for us to go around from place to place and do it, I just want anybody who wants to get one of these, that's great. But you're committing to spending a certain amount of your time every day working standing up.
We talked about purchasing one and then allowing it to go to different
places.
Yeah,
there's some configurations that they'll have to, like the cord. I mean, if you go in and look, it pulls everything up. Mm-hmm. So that's, I mean, that all have to be set up every time it moves from office to office. So we'll just have to just know that if we do that, then there is some extra, you know.
Well, so there may be a back way to do this. Maybe it is we buy one and we have it, and when somebody wants one, we take that one and get them set up. And then we let them go for a couple weeks, make sure they like it, make sure they're going to use it, and then we buy a new one to replace and just charge that one back. But then if we get in a city, it makes me less queasy about somebody saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to use it, and they find out in 2 weeks, I hate this. It's not working for me. Then we're not out anything. We go, I mean, other than we set it up once and we tear it down once. Maybe it's the backwards of what I've been suggesting.
And what I would want to make sure is I think we bought two for our office. Leanne's is a little bit different than Noelle's based on the type of desk and how you want to have it. So yours corner. They're not corner one.
Leanne
got a corner one.
Mine is sort of overlapped.
How much do you use yours? How much realistic are you able to use
yours? When I'm not really busy, I like to use it, but when I'm wearing general elections, I get it.
Right.
And a lot of that stuff deal with people coming out of the office.
You see, I think I would hate it. And that's just me.
I couldn't.
I have a lot more concern when I'm writing something, it's really good. Maybe some people are less careful
than myself. But I just don't think I could concentrate as well.
You have to build up to it and your feet are the ones.
Yeah. And you need a chair mat, too. I mean, and those are about
$50. You need to wear the proper shoes.
Okay. Yeah.
If you're wearing bad shoes, then you're not going to be happy with it.
But I think your benefit is somebody trying to have their own desk.
Yeah.
Before deciding whether or not it's long term.
But we would need. I would need to know if we're going to order one. I want to make sure whatever we get fit on both desks too.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want to order something to have in stock.
Well, yeah, I'm not even talking about for these two. I'm saying for these two, if you're confident, as I don't know if one's for you, is this for Junior Denver?
No.
If you're confident that they're really going to use them, then I'm good. Just make sure they know that it's our expectation that it's not going to sit there.
And we've had those conversations.
Okay.
So. Yep.
You want to focus on. Correct.
Well, two come out of this budget, three come out of mental health.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, so I'm hearing that we're going from $1,500 to $2,150.
Actually, if we move the copier cost to equipment rent and maintenance line, I would put it, I came to
$1,490.
Yep.
Look at that, we knocked 10 whole dollars off of it, even though part of it's going somewhere else.
And I can do you have that link?
No.
I've got all that information of what we ordered.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Postage and mailing, you've already spent $241 this year. You're really only going to spend $240 for the year?
I believe so.
You're done?
We're done. And the reason that is historically we've put $200 from the GA budget towards the postage and meter. So we've done that. And then we bought ink. And we've got that stocked, so we should be good. The reason I'm bumping this up, though, is I would like to do, as I'm looking to do with the copiers here, do a third for GA, third for mental health, third for VA for the copier, or for the postage rental.
So right now, you're putting in $200, but that's not a third of the cost.
No.
Okay.
Yep. So that's why I have it at $420. That would include a third of the cost.
Can we do the same thing I'm talking about with the copier and just track usage of that postage meter?
Yes.
Because it seems to me that whatever entity is using the postage meter, there's a cost per unit that we do that we should be able to get to, and I'd like us to be charging back. Maybe it's more than a third for GA. I don't know.
Okay.
But I'd like to get there, but it makes sense to start a third.
Okay.
One I think on that postage meter, there's a function that you can set up so it has different accounts.
Mm-hmm.
There's mental health, general assistance.
Yep, so we can start splitting that out.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You bet.
Communication services looks to me like it's 2700. I think 27
right.
is where I'm most comfortable because it gives us a little bit of room, but I'm down from 3200.
Yep, and I looked at it this morning and I brought it down to 26. So.
You think 26? I mean,
well, that's where I landed.
Okay.
And then for the re-estimate for this year, I was thinking around 2530.
Okay.
Rather than the 3100. It seems like it's leveled off.
Okay. Well, that's what we're expecting now.
2550. I'm just taking 600 out of each line.
Okay. Yeah.
26 and 25.
Plus. Yep.
Okay.
And we'll make it work. Yeah. The others, board, are just placeholders. We spend what we spend or not in these. And so that's why we got them all down.
I do have a question,
sure.
though, between education and training down to the general welfare medicine.
Yep.
If the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, is repealed, what is that going to do to our general assistance budget? Because we've realized savings as a result.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think it could have a big impact on our budget, definitely. On the general assistance budget and the mental health budget. So it remains to be seen, I think.
Yeah, and so what we're plugging in there are placeholders that we're going to hopefully give ourselves the ability to react to whatever the reality is. Okay?
On rent,
yep.
You want to talk about that one?
Yep.
I think I'm on track at about $46,000 for my re-estimate. Mm-hmm. I'm at... Where am I at right now? With
you're at 36%. Are you at 23.4?
That I've used.
Yeah, that
so
you've used.
I'm making
47,000 if
you're
halfway.
Yeah. So, and then I just brought it down a little bit for next year to 60,000. It's one of those things that you just never really know where it's going to go. So,
I think it's outstanding that we're having a good year. That tells me something about where we are in the economy. I don't want to go too low on this. So 60,000 seems to me to be a pretty reasonable spot.
Okay.
And Carla, this didn't include Crestview.
No, because there is a separate line item. The emergency services is the Crestview.
Yep.
Utilities, I've left that at the same.
Yep.
Funeral services, I had re-estimated that down for this year. When I looked at where we're at, actually at the end of January, with what we've submitted for claims, we'll have about $8,900 left. So I would almost I'd probably re-estimate that back to the 28,170.
Okay.
It leaves us four burials. Full burial.
And then the increase that you're made, you're not suggesting any more funerals built into that.
No.
You're just saying that we've got an increase in cost.
Yeah.
Which is what we agreed to, right? A 2% increase every year.
That's what we've historically been doing. Yeah.
And that's what we included in the VA budget.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Do we give families, or, well, actually, usually this is an indigent person with no family, right? But
no, you can have a family too.
Okay, let me rephrase that. I'm sorry, I made an assumption.
The estate is liable for the tax or the funeral bill.
All right. So, do we give them an option about whether they have cremation or burial?
Yes, we do. Yep. Generally, those conversations are taking place directly with the funeral home.
Okay.
But should we talk with them initially first, we let them know. And we have a policy that outlines what we pay for and everything. So. Mm-hmm.
And what we did see, too, those who have selected the cremation, they still want to have the whole visitation. I mean, they said if it was an open casket.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Marty.
No, it's just
they
haven't done it.
I know.
When we start talking funerals, man, Marty perks up.
I know. Yeah. I told Marty the other day, I actually worked for a funeral.
Yeah, we had that conversation. Loris has been in a lot more places than I realized.
Okay.
Funeral home, the funeral home will tell them what they're going to do. Because we're only getting X dollars, they're going to, it's not going to be a la carte. The funeral home's going to say, there's a visitation, it'll be day of service. They're just going to tighten the window and say, this is all I'm getting paid, this is all you're getting for services. If you want to do something different, you can either spend more or go elsewhere. And that's unfortunately the choice the family's left with.
Thanks.
Emergency services, we'll talk about that in just a minute. So we clearly didn't have anything in the budget for this year. Had to make a decision based on Crestview. I think we committed up to like $30,000. Clearly we're not going to use anywhere close to that. You want to just, since either of these board members weren't around when we started this conversation or were sitting in different spots when we started this conversation, we'll talk about it in just a minute.
You bet. What was decided was to allocate up to $1,000 per occupied mobile home. So we got the list of the tenants at the mobile home park, and we modified our application because we were to disallow or not follow some of our typical general assistance guidelines. So we didn't necessarily look at our residency criteria, which is somebody needs to reside in an established domicile for a minimum of 6 consecutive months. We weren't looking at any income resource guideline or anything like that. If they lost employment within the last 90 days, we weren't following any of those things. It was just you needed to be a tenant at the mobile home park. And so we opened up that application process. I don't have the figures with me to date on how many applications we've had. We had some individuals that followed through right away. And part of what they had to do was exhaust all other community options as well as far as resources, so all other agencies. So we worked with them to make sure that got done. And so we did have some folks that were able to move from the park. We had some that relocated to another county, some that moved within the county. And we just actually had one that had to leave the park shortly after everything started to happen because she was being evicted and was still living in a hotel up until like 2 weeks ago. And so her application was still standing with us, so we've now assisted her with that deposit money to get into a new place. So we did send letters out the end of December to the applications that we still were holding on to where we hadn't heard back from folks. Gave them a deadline, I believe, of today to get back in touch with us. And we haven't heard anything. So I'm assuming some of those individuals just moved on. They were able to figure something out. Some folks stayed and are still there. So, I believe the number that I put in there was with the pending applications that I had. If we paid out on all of those, I think that's where we'd land at. So.
Questions?
No.
Okay.
No.
So now I'm evaluation therapy all the way down to a court-appointed counsel. Clearly, these are things that we're going to pay as we need to pay. I'm questioning why are we thinking of budgeting for two a month?
For the...
Okay. I'm on evaluation therapy now.
Okay. Before we go to that, could we jump back up to court-appointed counsel? I had that re-estimate at $3,900. I don't think we're going to go that high, so I brought that back down to $2,800, actually. So.
Okay. And where are you in 18?
I'd leave it at the 3,500. That's historically where we've been budgeting at. So it's kind of one of those, we just don't know what's going to come in. So 2,800.
Gone question is the 3,600.
Yep. The evaluation therapy, this is something that we would like to implement if possible. This would be for substance abuse evaluations for inmates currently in the Story County Jail, is what we're looking at trying to implement. The region has started funding therapy evaluations for individuals who have a mental health diagnosis. And could be co-occurring, so they could have a substance abuse, need a substance abuse evaluation. We're using Central Iowa Psychological Services for that service. And in conversations that I've had with John Osmussen, is they could really use support for substance abuse evaluations. So what this is here would be requesting 1,800 for FY17, and then, because we're partway through the year, and then the 3,600, I'd be looking at two evaluations a month. Just to give you some numbers, our service coordinator, Stacey Sugar, has started just in December tracking the inmates that have come into the jail, those that identify or self-report that they have mental health needs or substance abuse needs, either by self-report or by their charges. And my numbers for you, just to give you an idea of what she saw in December. Of those individuals, 130 had mental health needs, 227 had substance abuse, and we had 100 that were either dual, mental health and substance abuse. So I would like, if possible, to start offering to cover substance abuse evaluations, if we could, to help those individuals be identified. I don't know if potentially it could assist in what happens to them then after that, you know, if they're able to get into treatment then, versus maybe needing to stay longer in the jail. I don't know, but.
So I'm struggling with the numbers you just gave me.
Yep.
Doing two, when we're talking about those numbers.
I don't know. Two is not going to make a huge impact. When I put the budget together, I didn't have these numbers.
Okay.
I just got these this week.
Can you give me the substance abuse only number again, or read them all off?
Yep. For mental health, it was 130 individuals.
Out of how many? Do we know how many came through the door?
No.
So I'd be interested in that as we go forward.
Out of the total population, these are the self-reports or the...
Yep, and that's what I want to try and figure out how we can track that. John and I have had conversations on if they can give us an unduplicated count of number of individuals that were in the jail the entire year. And wasn't able to pull that easily. So I'm going to work with Stacy to see if we can figure something out on how do we track total number of individuals in the jail.
Yeah, so what I'd like to know is, as we go through this, if we're tracking this for a month, How many people were booked into the jail, and of that number, how many of them had
presented
whatever
this.
Exactly.
So anyway, substance abuse then number
227,
and then the co-occurring
100.
So our mental health and co-occurrings are being covered under current mental health. The region's paid for it, and the region's paid for all evaluations. Or do they have a cap of the number?
No,
they're all. So we have 227 people who've come through last year.
Through this is just in the month of December, and it could have been people that came in earlier and have been sitting there, or it could be people that were just booked in December.
So just December.
Snapshot of
who was sitting in the jail on any particular.
And you're talking 2 months. So how does our jail diversion program weigh into it? Because Stacy's the person in charge of jail diversion, right?
No, jail diversion services are provided through Optime Life Services, but Stacy will make that referral to jail diversion.
Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And to give you just a little more information, on those numbers that I gave you, 25 were inmates from Dallas County. So 25 of those folks we were holding for Dallas.
All right.
So we kind of need to back them out of our numbers. And then six others were being held four were for DOC, one was in ICE, and one was being held for another county.
So we're down to 196, actually. All right. So those 196 just in December who are self-reporting. So if we're doing 2 a month, how are you planning on determining which two get an evaluation?
Yeah. And I have a question. How many do any of those? I wouldn't know this. What about the court ordered ones? Like, how many of those numbers would have court ordered?
Right. We'd have to dig into those a lot more.
Okay.
Yeah.
So those aren't separated out? Like,
No. She just started this tracking. When I was putting the budget together, I was trying to get a handle on how many do we think we would have in a month's time. And Deb and I talked about it, and we went with two just to start off with something until we actually got into it to see what the true need was.
Mm-hmm. But though, is what's the availability of the therapists
just
right.
going to
come in and do that.
Yeah.
Because they're coming from...
Well, and for me, it is, what are we doing with it? So doing the evaluation, that's great. If it's the beginning of something that gets us down a pathway, doing the evaluation just to have the evaluation doesn't do anything.
Right. Some of them would be those court-ordered individuals. They need to get that evaluation done before something more can happen for them, I think.
It's part of a sentencing agreement.
Mm-hmm. Right. So the jail used to do anything?
Yeah, when CFR had the contract. And did the CFR came in and did the evaluation.
And then wasn't there a time frame when they would have somebody at CFP that was?
They were just doing living skills.
Okay, so they weren't doing, because I know you used to have somebody that was able to do that,
right.
That worked for skills.
So, yeah, ever since the CFR, party ways of CFR, they've not had a true evaluation program. So even coming back, because I'm thinking about the court order, the inmates have to pay for it. Thinking about, let's say, even as a self-report who asks for an evaluation. Because just because you're self-reporting doesn't mean they want to be evaluated.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So, I still come up with, boy, how do you just allocate those 2 a month? And then, yes, what happens next? A non-court-ordered evaluation does very little if when the person gets out, the person doesn't immediately head for CFR or AA or someplace where they're going to get help.
What John had talked with me about was initially starting with the evaluations and down the road moving towards actual treatment type service. So having that available to inmates within the jail then. Where that gets paid for, how that gets paid for, would need to be figured out.
Yeah, and see, that's where you're going to find real interest in me. If we're talking about an individual who, does, first of all, is not court ordered, because if it's court ordered, then I view it as part of the action that was taken in the court, and they need to be responsible for it. But if we've got an individual who's going to be with us for a little while, I guess, for a little while, and they express interest in trying to move through whatever spectrum we've got over the 6 months that they're going to be with us or whatever it is, then it makes sense to me that we would have some dollars to do something like this as the start of a full program, but doing it just to have somebody leave us the next week doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And definitely not us paying for it when it's a court order deal makes sense to me. But it seems to me I would find a lot more interest in this if we had a more flushed out full program that we were talking about. And then all of a sudden I get down to a handful very quickly. If you're talking about there are certain categories, right? It's not court order. You're going to be with us for X amount of time. You express interest in getting into this full program that we're talking about doing, and this is the beginning of that. Then all of a sudden I start to perk up and get really, really interested. Does that make sense?
Sure. Yep, it does. I can go back and visit with John more on it, and we can work on that. What would that look like?
What I'd like to see is, I'm not saying no, let's don't do it. I'm saying I'd like to have more information and a bigger program and more costly program, probably, since I'm asking for a bigger program, than just the $1,800 and the $3,600, and have it be something that maybe you and John could come to the board at some point and say, here's the program we'd like to put in. Here's the dollar figure that it will cost us to do a pilot project with X number of inmates over the next year. Can we find the dollars to do that? And previous boards, and I believe this board, is going to have real interest in finding dollars outside the budgetary process to do a special project like that, where maybe we could see some kind of benefit.
Yeah. And I'd also like to see it open for RFP. I mean, because I'm unclear still the optimized jail diversion, how that's even working right now. But so I think that, yeah, as you guys go forward and look at, you know, bring something that would be open for an RFP, or do we provide in-house? I mean, there are, you know, or piece it out through Stacy. But yeah, I want to see a fully fleshed out program.
Where this is a piece of it, but not
yeah.
a standalone.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Well, and Carla, jump in. I think the other thing John had been thinking about originally when you talked about this was he was talking about the tablets that they might be
yep.
purchasing.
Right.
And the sheriff had shared with us last week that that's kind of up in the air right now because of the security of the Wi-Fi. But he was thinking at that point, too, there would be reading materials, classes, or whatever that could be available through those tablets to help the person who's looking at deciding whether or not they want to address their substance abuse problem.
Mm-hmm.
That part of it kind of being up in the air right now, I think it's worth going back and talking about what this would look like as a...
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, as a piece of a bigger program, I find real merit in this. I struggle with how... especially given the numbers you just gave us,
mm-hmm.
how we would identify what to and what the benefit is.
Sure. Yep.
Now we do offer NA and AA.
Correct. Yep, I believe once a month.
Classes or meetings?
Or meetings.
Okay.
Yep.
So, you know, and I would encourage that to look, the part of this, to look at the frequency, increasing frequency mm-hmm. and how that might work. Most substance abuse treatment programs that probably would be looking at this or agencies require attendance at meetings on a weekly basis. And so if you're going to have somebody for 6 months in there, that would be probably something that would be part of the offer. But, yeah, I mean, I'm interested, obviously. But just, yeah, I'm thinking, boy, what two lucky people get to get an enlistment in this.
Well, we've got an opportunity with some of the people that are going to be with us for X number of months to give them an opportunity to never, ever, ever see us again.
Mm-hmm.
And that I'm really interested in, if we can figure out a way to do that.
Okay?
So I'm taking the 36 and the 1800 out for now and looking for you and John and others to work to put together some kind of proposal.
That sounds good.
Okay?
Thank you.
The 1,000 and the 1,000 in hospital care and inpatient are placeholders, right?
Yep.
Are those mandated?
We have to pay them if it occurs.
We're paying them if it occurs. We just plug 1,000 in.
Based on usage, we decided, yeah, that these are the numbers we put in there for...
Right. 1 year, yeah. So, anything else we need to talk about?
None.
Okay, good. Lisa, anything else?
Not in this budget, I don't think.
All right, next.
Okay.
We're talking mental health now?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a question on the only revenue line item, okay? It had gotten into my head that we had no case management left here in Story County. So I was surprised to see $39,000 budgeted.
You bet. And I can explain that.
How did you get
Which I find myself having that conversation with Laura's.
And I just heard IME, so I think I just got an answer. Okay. This is revenue from the past.
Yeah, it is. And I actually need to change that $39,000 to
$21,840.
Okay. I had erred in putting that 39 in there. What we're anticipating, We still need to get our FY16 cost report settled for case management, and the total, should we be reimbursed or cost settled, the total that we were going to receive for the Central Iowa case management is $39,000. The portion that would come to us would be the $21,840.
Now, the cost report is with IME. We had to have that turned in by the end of September of last year, so now we just sit and wait.
They've had no questions, no comments. We just haven't heard from them, right?
Correct.
Similar to the CLP fiscal year 15 cost report.
When did we finally get that?
That's all been through IME. It's been approved. Questions have been answered. We're waiting for the check.
How much is that?
It's almost $100,000.
Mm-hmm. So it just drives me bananas because we've got the cash flow to be able to handle this, mm-hmm. right? Think about some of our service providers who have no opportunity at all to deal with homeless
people.
Okay, other questions on revenue before I really get going? Okay, down to vehicle fuels and maintenance, unless there's questions up above.
No.
You understand how we're separating?
I've got it, yep.
Okay.
I would like to visit about that one if we could.
Yeah, go.
Okay. So currently we have three vehicles. We did go back and look at the usage on those since July of 16 when our case management program ended, so with our existing staff. And since that July of 16, we've had one day where all three cars were used at the same time. We had 2 days where all three cars were used at the same time. However, one car was used by somebody outside of our office on those 2 days as well. So my thought would be we don't have the need for three vehicles at this point. I would want to look at dropping it down to two just because I think that reduces our liability then as far as any kinds of repairs and that. So that would be something I'd like to look at. Deb and I have talked about this, and I would be open if that car was able to be moved to another department. I'm open to it still staying in Ames if people want, so it's easier for them to get at it. We could still handle the washing of it and cleaning and all of that kind of stuff if somebody wanted. I'd be open to that.
Tell me the three vehicles you have, all in-house?
Yes.
All in the same kind of shape, same yeah. year, same yeah. kind of shape?
So they have about 6 or 7,000.
Right in that range, I think.
And I utilize that. Sometimes I just go pick up a car. What
about a journal quote from the
Yeah, and they haven't, you know, we took on their van, which has gone away now, but I think it was only driven 1 mile, and we haven't had any requests for our cars at all. So,
yeah, so we allow JCS, if they need one, mm-hmm. to come through us. VA clearly uses one of your vehicles. Who else will dip in other than
Deb and Alyssa have.
Okay.
Also, community outreach, communications. One, as we talk about possibility of bringing on communications intern, one of the challenges for us will be is some of the applicants won't have a car from some of the possible intern choices from ISU, and there would be an occasion when they would be asked to go out and take photos or something like that.
Yeah, but remember now, we also have the Honda. We have our own Impala, and we have a minivan.
Are they based out of Ames?
No, they're all based here, but we could start adjusting around. I think we're a car heavy right now.
Okay. Well.
But between what the Board of Supervisors has and these three, I think we're one car heavy. I like the idea of having one of these vehicles housed in Ames. I think it's our Impala over here. So I like the idea of keeping the minivan. The Insight, we're not going to get anything for, and it gets 40 miles a gallon, and it's a good little vehicle to bebop around. I think Leanne likes that vehicle. Do you ever use it? So what I'm suggesting is maybe the best Impala, either ours or the weakest one of your three, becomes our other one, and it's housed in Ames, and we get rid of the other Impala, is what I'm
And I would I kind of look up to see who would use it on. The white one here. Health.
Well, and we told both Health and Planning and Zoning that they had access to any of our vehicles.
I just want to make sure if we get rid of one of ours.
The white one, and I think it has a lot. I would say yours is probably in better condition than the one we have, the white one we have here.
So then I'm going to make the suggestion that we take, you just identify which one you want to come to us. We take responsibility for the one in Palo that she's ready to get rid of. We get rid of, send ours to auction and get rid of it. And we house that in Palo over in Ace. But we maintain it. That's my suggestion if you guys are okay with that.
Yeah, I that sounds great. I trust you guys because you're the ones who know what the fleet is like and who uses what.
So we have an idea how many times that Impala gets used, how regularly.
I was looking at that. I'll have that for him to bring it back.
Is there ever a time that all three of ours are getting used? Yeah, so if we get rid of the Impalas over here, it's going to mean to me that the minivan's going to get driven more. But that's what we want, is that minivan to get driven a little more. Okay? All right, so if we take that one out, what does that do to you?
I'd put it at $1,350 then.
Okay. Office supplies.
Okay, so... we'll have this conversation tomorrow, but what I'd like to do is buy out our current. We've got two copiers. I want to buy them both out so that we can then get the new one and be working with Marco. So our buyout is $26.26, basically.
Okay.
So I'd like to leave our re-estimate, pardon me?
Both.
To total. So I'd like to leave the re-estimate at the $9,500, because I think we could do that. With what we've got there. For 18, I have three staff that are interested in the standing desks. Originally, when I budgeted, I only had two staff interested, and then a third came to me afterwards. So what I would be looking at here for 18 would be three standing desks, the new copier cost, a third of that, which is about $650. And so I would drop this line down to about $5,050.
$5,050, and that covers those things you just told us.
Yes.
Okay. So I want to move that $650.
Yes. Oh, correct. So we need to even bring that down more.
Okay. So you wanted to go from
6,400
without that
6,400.
6,400.
Well, then there was additional.
7,550 minus 6,50. So 6,400.
Yeah.
6,400.
What about? I thought we were just 5,050.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No. Oh, we got to work with 5,050 minus 6,50.
Okay.
Thank you. 4,400.
Okay.
But then the 6,50
moves down a couple lines.
Yep. To equipment rent maintenance.
And right now, Carla, explain, VA is not going to participate in that copier.
I believe he'll jump on in like August or September.
And then he'll pay for
a third
of it.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Which will still save.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Post your mailing.
Traditionally, well, this year, all of the postage meter costs have been coming out of the mental health budget, so I'm looking to split that again between VA. Yep. So that's why I'm dropping that down to
$1,600.
Okay. We'll start tracking the usage and stuff, too. For communication services, I was looking at... doing a new re-estimate down to $3,460.
Yep, let's make it $3,500.
Okay.
And then can we carry that over?
Yep.
Okay, for 18. On page 61, we got to add the $650 in for equipment rent and maintenance. Anything else that we've got?
Yes, I'd like to go down to the regional fiscal and the distribution.
Yep.
So we've dropped it down to $1 million. for this year, we estimate.
Okay, so we'll talk about this line item. We'll do whatever the board wants to do at this point in time. The original budget was for $1 million.
Okay, all right.
Carla reestimated it to 1.9.
Okay.
And I just plugged in the $1 million into this year. The calculation is done May, April, or May. And the regional governing board determines how much we will be spending to them based on what our ending fund balance is projected to be for the end of the next.
But the reality is, if we get where we're supposed to be, which is what the region tells us they want us to levy, minus what they're allowing us to hold on to for our operation, which I think is 200%.
Correct.
Then which?
So if you take 310,540, which is the bottom line for Mental Health Administration, 1.3 there down at the bottom.
Yeah, still.
And take $1 million off of that.
Right. So
the 310 rest of that is our operation. Right.
So 620 a year is what they're telling us to hold on to.
Right.
Then they're also turning around and then telling us to levy just over $2 million, $2 million or 2.1 or something like that. So that tells me that it's reasonable for us to budget, and we didn't know this last year, but it's reasonable for us to budget that 1.4, so 1.4 plus the 620 or whatever, is what our total mental health should cost. It's going to be different than that this year, but that has to do with finishing off getting those ending fund balances equalized, right? Because we've got more in there than that this year. And that was a tough one for us to budget last year, but I think for next year, if I'm doing my math right, that they're saying levy between 2 and 2.1. Isn't that the last number I saw?
2.14. I think that's what I saw the other day.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're asking us to do, and I'm saying that we're going to spend $640 just so I can get to round numbers. Then it's a $1.5 billion payment that we ought to expect to make to the region. Could be more than that, could be less than that, depending on ending fund balance every year. But at least then the math works, money in, money out.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody good with my rationale?
Yes.
Rationale for how we got there?
Yes.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Other questions? Comments? Thoughts? Okay. Anything else for us to talk about?
I don't have anything more.
Carl, that's a good budget.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. I appreciate the detail that you know it.
Are you moved to the fact that she submits the budget and she comes and cuts everything?
Well, that means I relooked at it to see where I'm at right now. Right? Now let's just hope I can understand.